I'm Christopher Lydon, catching a West African angle on the new possibilities of radio with an ambitious young Ghanaian practitioner, Michael Sewornu. This is Open Source from the Watson Institute at Brown University, an American conversation with global attitude, we call it, or maybe a global conversation with American attitude. We're at ATL-FM, the radio station of the University of Cape Coast on the Atlantic shore of Ghana. With students and a very few professionals, Michael Sewornu runs an all-purpose radio service, local and national and world news and music and culture, for a big community that feeds Ghana with its fishing. Michael, we'll get to the fact that people listen to Ghana radio all over the world, mostly Ghanaians, but it's a huge and powerful diaspora. But radio is a big deal inside Ghana, too. Can you explain the fit of this culture and this medium?
The radio is so powerful. And Christopher Lighting, I'm telling you that this trust is so huge. I don't think it exists in America. The trust where if someone finds someone doing something wrong in the street, he's not going to call the police, but he calls the radio station.
Really?
And then what happens?
Then the radio station talks about it. And then rather calling the police. Now, what it means is that they trust the radio station more than the police, more than the government, more than every other person, more than their chiefs. So the traditional systems have been broken by the radio. And how did it happen? It happened that the deregulation of the airwaves that brought broadcast media high. Now, individuals could own TV, individuals could also own radio. That point was so magnificent. It was only in that point when the fisherman has a slot to speak directly to the people who matter. It was only in that point that the community could talk with their leaders. It was only in that point that the president could speak with the street people. So, magnificently. And then, quickly, a trust was built.
In some 11 minutes, we'll bring you the morning's batch of social and public announcements. At 7, we cross over to our international partners. The Voice of America will bring you 5 minutes of international news. And then all that I told you earlier on, you have everything on this show.
Because I'm so glad that it's going to be, and that it's going to be.
In Ghana, interestingly, we have only, as I speak to you now, we have only 8 to 9 community radio stations. That is very awful. We have close to 130 commercial radio. The point we're making here is that the radio in Ghana has done so good. They've given voice to the voiceless. They have spoken politics and made political leaders very accountable. But then, if we go in the direction where a lot and a lot conglomerates emerge with political undertones, we might lose the beauty of radio in the future.
Michael, recount that modern story of FM radio, especially in West Africa and in Ghana. We hear it a lot that FM radio especially has stabilized, democratized, built community, most particularly in Ghana. How did it happen?
In Ghana, for instance, ATL-FM is one of those radio stations that is among the first 5 FM radios to be built in Ghana. Now, the idea was to communicate to the university and the villages around the university, and then to see how the university radio, with its research, can impact the lives of these villages around. So right from the word go, some started well, some had intention. So the FM radio actually came up like that. Now, in community radio, what happens actually is that we have a community that participates in the radio, but our funding is not coming from an advertisement. Here, the funding is coming from the community. The funding is coming from charity and foundations that are interested to support the idea of free speech. The funding is coming from benevolent people around, and the funding is coming from volunteers who want to work for free.
Okay, 7:30, and we'll bring you sports as Antipo and Okabai Show. on the blog. Gentlemen, good morning. Welcome
good morning,
to the
sir.
What's the class one? Kaka classes. Na
padlo kro mo de good ana no yede. Eh kwabra.
E ki no as so DC you host or contract. Odi
yede, odi yede.
Ah,
in your dino.
Where
na finish yede.
Explain how it works for fishermen who do the great work of Cape Coast and feed the population a lot of its protein.
Now, you know, fishermen are so important element of the city of Cape Coast, which is an ancient city, the first capital of Ghana. Then ATLFM stood up one day and said, we're going to bring a program known as Mfarifumbo, Ejanuma Farifu, which means our forefathers fishermen. And what we did was to give them a platform to tell us what was happening on the sea. What happens at the shore? How do you get fuel to go fishing? And we got so great discoveries. Discoveries that went against government. Discoveries that went against ministers. Discoveries that went against individuals. Discoveries that went against companies. Companies that were not dealing right with these fishermen began dealing right with them. The fishermen became so powerful. The reason why they're powerful is that they carry a voice on radio and they speak and they are the people who vote. And when it gets to voting, they really vote against those who are not having the interests of the fishermen at hand. You know, coming up to 2008 election, the president of the Republic of Ghana, who won the elections now, Professor John Evans Atta Mills, asked the question. When he came to Cape Coast, after knowing that the fishermen have become so powerful, he said, okay, why not think of a pension for fishermen? I was so glad.
Interesting.
So I felt that, great, fishermen who were not respected some time ago, now are within the major agenda. And you know, the new patriotic party that is out of power lost massively around the coasts. Wherever there was a fisherman, they lost the election there. So that tells you that the fisherman is so powerful. You know, Christopher Lighting, I think before the liberalization of broadcasts in Ghana, no fisherman had that power. Now they do have that power. The power to investigate where their fuel is coming from, how much money was put on it. And who is giving licenses to people to conduct patrolling very close to the shores of the Cape Coast? Who is giving fishing boats the opportunity to fish at nautical miles not correct from the shore, very close to the shore? The fishermen say these things on air. People calling. Research is done to show that what the fishermen are saying is true. And so, you know, individuals in Cape Coast have come to believe that this fisherman program has brought us a lot of good. And our fishermen now hold their heads high, very proud of themselves. They have become so powerful. I feel that without radio, FM radio, I don't think they would have ever gotten this opportunity.
How does the ministry deal with you?
The ministry, for instance, asks whether they have constantly asked, did you build that program to destroy us? The Ministry of Fishes. He said, no. We built that program to give you an opportunity to interact with the fishermen, get to know what is wrong with them, what you can do to help them. Is that not the democracy?
It has seemed to be said that you are Japanese and you are Angola at the same time.
I'm not
from
Angola.
Me pacho wa ise ahomano akate kakra but yebesa akosona yeni Joe adi nkomo biuna. Hello Joe.
Michael, Ghana had a presidential election in 2008, as the states did. What part did ATLFM play in presidential politics?
So great a part. I think that Christopher Lighting, I don't know how many radio stations in America had the opportunity to talk to the presidential candidate, including the sitting president. ATLFM spoke to Professor Mills in our studio. We spoke to Nana Akufo-Addo of the New Patriotic Party. I interviewed Mahama. We interviewed almost every presidential candidate. That was so amazing. We invited all these members of parliament to come and talk to us. Some came, others did not come. Interestingly, those who were not able to make it lost hugely, like the former Minister of Information in the new patriotic government, who was the MP for Mfantiman. He lost his parliamentary seat because he said he was too popular to come to ATL, a small university radio station.
There's something about radio that thrives in an oral culture. Is it fair to describe Ghana as a spoken word kind of place? Spoken fast, spoken intensely.
That is true, Christopher Lighting. I think it's a great point. And as a managed ATL, I can see that most presenters do not write what they say for reference. So you either listen. If you're not listening, then you miss it. We are good at talking in most of the things we do. And whilst talking, great ideas did come out, and we act on them. So very spoken. Sometimes, interestingly, in Ghana, if you're using a car, and no parking is reaching somewhere, you find someone parking there. When you ask, I just didn't read, but I'm going to park well. When you say, there's no parking there. So, you know, somebody was saying that, okay, they will put a sound system that said, no parking, no parking, and not going to have anybody to park there. But if you write it, they don't read.
You speak of the Voice of America. I think people want to hear the voice of Ghana. Maybe it's ATL-FM.
Kofi Esumana Enterprise.
Waye Politan representative in the Central Region.
Kofi Esumana Enterprise.
Castice Apapani Nina Evono.
Kofi Esumana Enterprise.
Politanks in sizes. Your 300 liters to 30,000 liters. Car ties and your MRF, download, Toyo, and other quality ties. Car batteries, your index. Say your quality and affordable plastics are. Be today, plastic chairs, plastic tables, plastic buckets, containers, barrels, food flasks, ice chests. Onyimoku kan hupi. Nini narawo.
Kofi Esumana Enterprise.
020-811-7542-0242-941749. Speak of the next round, especially on the internet, Michael. You're a young man with big ambitions and a big vision of radio. What's the dream from here on?
The dream here is that we want to ensure that these great things that we do back here in Ghana can get to the people in the diaspora.
How about white folks like me?
Great to get to white. Everything we do in one way affects us or affect someone else somewhere. That is why it is very necessary that we start conversing with the world at large. Remember that we now have oil. And how we handle the troubles that oil bring is another great thing. We're going to be doing that together with our friends in America. It is without boundary, it is without color, and it is a pure conversation. We have spoken to great people on sewage planning and management, business management, family responsibilities, training a child in a turbulent society. All these things we have done on our radio with our friends in America. Remember that one thing most of us in Ghana don't want is Eurocentric or American-centric solution to Afrocentric problems.
Yeah.
We don't want a solution brewed in the US. We want a solution brewed in Ghana, a solution brewed in Africa with the guidance of someone who has gone through that experience.
Interesting. Michael, get us in on the conversation, will you?
Great.
Michael Serwonu, thank you very, very much.
Thank you, Christopher Lighting. Thank you to your listeners, and thank you to your fans as well.
Paul McCarthy at Brown University's Watson Institute edited my conversation with Michael Serwonu in Cape Coast, Ghana. Match his vision of global radio conversations without a color line, without boundaries, with a comment at our website, radioopensource.org. I'm Christopher Lydon. Thank you for being part of the conversation.